Look, there's a bit of controversy when it comes to the War Memorial swimming pool here in the Mackay CBD. Some people want to get rid of it, some people don't. It's like Sue Willett from the War Memorial Swimming Pool Community Action Group. Now, Sue, how do you know they're trying to get rid of this pool?
Well, that's a very good question. We'd really like council to be open and transparent and accountable. You know, that was the platform that Greg Williamson and the Greg Williamson Alliance team did promote when they were seeking to go into council. So we don't really know, other than you know, they keep saying it's an underused facility and it's an ageing facility. Okay, yes, it is ageing and it does need a revamp, which is what we're campaigning for, but it's not underused. You know, I had a staff employee say to me on Saturday morning, oh my goodness, no, I do the figures and I can tell you this facility is really well used. The figures are great.
Oh, so, look, absolutely. I mean, you know, you see so many people walking out of there getting attacked by the magpies in season too.
And the plovers.
Yeah.
But it's like you say, and I've seen some of the bookings, and I saw that on social media, so there's quite a few bookings, but I'm confused as to why we're going to, you know, get rid of that. If it's a parcel of land, can't we look at other parcels of land that aren't being used to, you know, develop?
Yeah, absolutely. There are many other areas if they want to go to. Keep that pool where it is. It's centrally located right in the city. It's a necessary public asset. You know, it's a community asset. What we should be looking at is, you know, these green spaces that we've got in the city, don't take them away. Because when you take them away from a city, you're eroding our community and why we want to live here. You know, they're predicting that the community will grow into the city in the next 20 years. It's perfectly positioned to provide aquatic facilities for those future CBD residents and workers. Workers who use it before, during lunch hour and after work continuously. So it's something that needs to stay there, and it's a dedicated war memorial.
That's exactly right. I think that's the message we have to remember.
Absolutely. How do you know they're trying to get rid of it?
Well, we know that council are planning to vote shortly. The aquatic strategy, which was released last year, the only recommendation in there was to close the facility down. And it seems like, well, we've built a new one, so why don't we just get rid of this one? You don't need it. And this is coming from an out-of-town consultant. But, okay, yes, we do need new facilities, and I'm not knocking the new one. It's fantastic.
But it really is.
Why tear down history in the process? How does one opening one facility and closing another promote growth in our city?
I guess the next step would be, you know, to try and get those voices of the people who would like to see it remain, you know, to get their voice heard loud and clear. How do people do that if they're interested in supporting your campaign?
Could they please write letters, email all of the councillors? Look, now we know we have some of the councillors who have publicly committed to saying they are going to vote to keep it open. But we also have others who have not come forth at this stage and declared publicly whether they will vote yes or whether they will vote no to close it. I'd like anyone in the community to have their say to keep this beautiful facility so that we can get it revamped for all of our future generations of Mackay to use. If we do that, we've got another 50 years out of it. You've got pools in Sydney and Brisbane and all up and down the Queensland coast that have been completely renovated. So why can't we do it for this facility?
All right.
Great question. Look, we'll put that onto our Facebook page. If you want to hear that chat back again, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Sue, best of luck with it all, and we'll certainly keep up to date with that. Please keep us up to date as well.
Can I just say a great big thank you to BB Print? At no cost, BB Print printed 60 of these 80-page glossy hard cardboard presentations, which have now ended up in Canberra, which is fantastic.
Good to see. Well, look, you know what? We're supporting locals, and if you want to get involved, that they'll put all the details on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Sue, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
No worries. Taylor, in the Triple M Street Patrol, we'll get to that next at Triple M. Kennedy.